HospitalHealer.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, we're going to chat right now with a couple of folks from Wallace, Idaho, David Bond and Shauna Hillman. They are the purveyors. Is that the right word to use, David? Purveyors, originators, big people?
Co-founders and directors.
Co-founders and directors of the Silver Summit. I have been attending the Silver Summit now for, oh boy, it's been a long time, probably 10 years. It is, of all of the shows out there, I have to say, it's probably my favorite for a number of reasons. Number one, the attendees really get a chance to spend one-on-one time with the speakers, with the exhibitors, pretty much with anybody they want to. The attendance is not as great as it is at some of the major conferences held in, you know, in Toronto or Vancouver, BC, or what have you. But I'll tell you, people come from all over the world to go to this thing. David, give our listeners an overview, will you? Why should they think about going to Spokane, Washington, and attending the Silver Summit?
Well, it is, as you mentioned, Alan, thanks for the kind words. It's an opportunity to meet with the very best and brightest minds in the silver and rare earth element groups of metals. You don't see a lot of IR guys there. What you see are CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking, standing at their booths, meeting shareholders one-on-one. We're just real proud of how it's grown from something pretty small to the size that it is today.
Well, I remember when we first started attending the Silver Summit, you guys were at the Best Western Motel in Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls, Idaho. Okay, now because of the incredible increase that you've had in both attendees and exhibitors, you're holding this at one of the greatest old hotels on the west coast of the United States. Of course, I'm talking about the Davenport in Spokane.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, if your listeners have not been to the Davenport Hotel, just Google it and admire the beautiful restoration job that's been done on the place. It's truly one of the grand hotels in North America. I'll put it up against any of the Fairmonts.
Well, I'll tell you,
in terms of service as well as just the just overwhelming beauty of it.
No, I'll tell you, David, Kathy and I, as you know, travel a lot all over the world, and the Fairmont is actually one of our favorite hotels anyplace. I mean, the Fairmont.
Oh, yeah.
The Fairmont really works. Okay, let's talk about some of the speakers.
Okay.
Big Al's going to be there.
Top of the list, of course, and I guess you're going to be interviewing him later, is Phil McAleer.
Mm-hmm.
The filmmaker who produced Mind Your Own Business about the Roche, Montana project in Transylvania.
Yeah, he's a really interesting guy.
Which is a Tom Kaplan deal.
Yeah.
And also just did an absolute takedown on Al Gore.
Yep.
With Not Evil, Just Wrong.
I've seen it, David. It's great.
He'll be keynoting our Thursday night banquet, the Silver Barons banquet, we call it, but gosh, he's just one of many. We've got, of course, you. And Al, you do yeoman's duty for us, hosting panels thanks for all the help you've given us.
Well, I have to interject one thing, and I don't mean to embarrass you, but, you know, I have a $50,000 appearance fee. And since we've been going back, we've been doing this for 10 years, you know, you guys owe me a $500,000.
Well, that's fine. Will you take a personal check out?
Hey, listen, I wouldn't even consider taking any money from you guys. Anyhow, who else is going to be there?
Oh, gosh, we got David Franklin from Sprott Asset Management. We've got David Morgan, whom everybody knows. We've got John Kaiser.
Right.
I got to put Shauna on the phone here. She can tell you more. But,
well, let's do that. I'll tell you what, while we're waiting.
Michael Berry, Greg McCoach, I think is coming. Yes, I mean, we've really got a good bunch of people. Sprinkled over 2.5 days.
Let's get your better
Wednesday, we'll give you a mind tour, and if you show up Thursday morning, you can just handle the whole agenda.
Let's do this. Let's get your much, much better half on the line here. Let's get some information from her, because, David, you're clearly confused.
Oh, I am. I'm totally confused, especially a week before the Silver Summit.
Put the boss on. That would be good. I have to tell you guys listening out there, David Bond and Shauna Hillman are two of our favorite people in the world. Why do I say that? I say that because, you know what, they're just decent down-home folks, and they make me proud to be part of this industry. Okay, Shauna, you know, give our listeners just, your show has really grown over the past 10 or 12 years. It's evolved into what I think is the best silver show out there. Talk a little bit to our listeners about why you and Bond started the show in the first place.
Thank you, Al.
Pleasure.
Well, we saw a need to highlight the juniors in the silver market to the public, to give their shareholders a chance to meet them in public. You know, we oftentimes say that our show is so romantic, CEOs come to it.
Uh-huh.
They don't just send the IR people.
Right.
And so you often see a big junior having lunch with a small junior, and, gee, what could that mean?
Exactly. You know. Exactly. Who are now, what are some of the companies that are going to be exhibiting there, Shauna?
We have all of the greats headed up by Hecla, Silver Standard Resources, First Majestic Silver.
Just a whole bunch of really top companies. I know that I know that the companies that are going to be exhibiting are all the way from majors, and you don't get to be much more of a major than a company like Hecla. But then, you know, on the lower end, I know that you've got Canasil Resources. If I'm not mistaken, you've got Arcana Corporation. You know, and those are a couple of juniors, but they're very, very solid companies. All right, let's go back and talk about the speakers. Those listeners who choose to attend, who can they expect to see there?
Victor Gonzalez,
yeah.
Jim Letourneau,
sure.
Greg McCoach, of course. Bill Murphy will be around.
Crazy Murphy.
What would be a silver show without Gata?
Crazy Murphy. Okay.
And of course, Jeff Christian always does a very good question and answer time for the people.
Yeah, Jeff is a great guy.
And then from Kitco, we have John Nadler coming.
Right.
You know, Kitco puts up a beautiful silver sculpture out of 1 ounce bars and coins.
Yeah.
If you come to see that. And Northwest Territorial Mint brought a ton of silver last year. And this year we even expect Sprott Money to be there, along with David Franklin.
Uh-huh.
You can always check out what's going on at the Silver Summit by going to silverminers.com.
And if I'm not mistaken, don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to do it anyway. Roger Wiegand is going to be there.
Oh, gosh, how dare me leave out Roger Wiegand. Yes, one of the best. Yes.
Roger is truly one of the best.
Our people love Roger.
No, Roger's
great.
Roger's a really great guy.
I've been told that Jason Hommel is sending a letter.
Right.
To be read, because his wife is about to give birth to another child.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulations to them. But
Jason has asked me to read that letter and to the audience, and I'm prepared to do that if you want me to.
Excellent.
Or you know what? It might even be better if you read it, or if David read it, now that I think about it. I mean, you guys are definitely the big kahunas there, no question. Listen, I'm looking forward to meeting Phelim. He's been on my show a number of times. He was on our live show just prior to the release of Not Evil, Just Wrong. Phelim is a really, really interesting individual. You know, when you said this thing, or when Bond said this thing is going to be next week, I kind of started shaking all over, because I remembered, you know, Kathy and I are going to be home we're not getting home until Friday, and then we're going to turn around and drive over to Spokane on Tuesday. So it's going to be a very, very busy time. Later on in the program, we're going to bring another one of your guests who we will be interviewing later in the show. Phelim, and I'm sorry, I forgot his last name.
McAleer.
Yeah, sorry. You know, Big Al's getting a little old and he forgets these things. But we will be doing an interview with him also. Shauna, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, my dear.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Join us each Saturday evening at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, for 4 hours of refreshing yet provocative discussion. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Please join us next Saturday when our very special guest will be Dr. Dan Junker. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you? When you're sick, get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. As you're aware, this program is being recorded exclusively at the Cambridge House World Investment Conference, which is held in Vancouver, British Columbia. It was held last weekend. I'm chatting right now with a gentleman who's no stranger to our audience, and that is Brent Cook. Brent, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here in Vancouver on a reasonably nice day.
Reasonably nice day. I'll tell you, I wish I wasn't here yesterday. It was the best day we've had all winter. I wanted to be out on the golf course. You are going to chat in your workshop a little bit about the supply side of the equation when it comes to precious metals, specifically gold, okay? And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think that you believe that there is one of the reasons the price of gold continues to escalate is because of the supply issue, correct?
That's right, and it's easy to see in that there's, you know, I've got a slide on my website that shows the gold production, and since 2000, gold production has, in fact, you know, global gold production, mine production, has decreased since 2000 in the face of a 400% rise in the gold price. That alone tells me there's a serious problem in discovering and bringing new mines under production. So, yes, there is a supply problem.
Can you put some concrete numbers on that?
What has it come down from? We're off 8% overall since 2000 in that ballpark number.
8% is not, that's not inconsequential. So I was moderating a panel this morning, Brent, and we were talking about reasons for the price of gold to escalate or de-escalate or what have you. And most of the panelists, interestingly enough, colleagues of ours, disagreed with me when I said I think that there are intangible factors truly, truly affecting the price of gold. Fear. You know, fear is a bit of an intangible. Geopolitical turmoil. I mean, the situation in the Middle East right now is, you know, if it was a powder keg 2 years ago, it's a case of dynamite today. I mean, there are issues going on in the world that I think are causing some serious concern, just in terms of geopolitical issues. If you want to throw economic issues into that, let's talk a little bit about the trouble that your country and my country is in. I mean, it's just, there's no reason in my mind that the price of gold won't continue to go up based on that, plus also based on what you're talking about in terms of supply.
I would agree. I think, I'm not going to say how high it's going to go, but I do see a lot more reasons why it is going to increase. And I would throw into the mix there what we're seeing in the euro. The euro is in serious trouble. And that people leaving the euro are coming into the U.S. dollar as well as gold. And
well,
that's the alternatives left.
On Friday, the 4th of June, the euro was damn near at an all-time low against all the other major currencies. The situation in Germany, well, let's talk about the negative situations. The situation in Greece, Spain, Portugal, etc. I mean, that's scaring the heck out of people over there. There's a factor that I think is driving up the price of gold, as you say.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. They're in the unfortunate situation where they cannot stimulate themselves by printing money out of the problem like the U.S. is able to, or at least it's much more difficult. They're going to have to start cutting back on actual expenditures.
You bet.
Drive their debt down.
Yeah.
That's going to cost.
Well, realistically, that's what everybody's going to have to do. I mean, people in the United States don't want to admit it, but I'll tell you, I think that when people in the U.S. realize exactly how bad we're off, and the government says, and this is going to happen, take it to the bank, the government says, we've got to increase taxes, number one, and number two, you're going to have to forego some things out there because we're in big financial trouble. That's when the rubber is really going to hit the road in the United States, and I think that's when you're going to see real, real serious situations here.
Yeah, I think that's coming as well. There's no way out of it, ultimately.
So in terms of your presentation where you talk about the supply issue, let's talk about that a little bit. Why is it so difficult?
Why is it difficult? You know, it is difficult to find economic deposits. I mean, Mother Nature's been very, very generous to the mining and exploration industry here in Vancouver. She scattered geochemical anomalies all over the world. I spent half my time on the road looking at these things, and less than 1% of these projects that these companies have will actually turn into an economic and viable deposit. And then you throw on top of that the issues we've got with political situations,
yep,
permitting situations. It's very, very tough. And these things aren't cheap to explore for and even a lot more expensive to build.
Well, the segue then that I would take from that for investors who are interested in, you know, in investing in precious metal stocks would be you really want to look at the what I would call project generators. So, I mean, because the major companies just don't have, if these projects are so hard to discover and define, you know, they don't have the time to look at every possible thing in the world. Whereas these little companies trading at, you know, 20 cents to a buck or what have you, they find the deposits, and then the big boys come in and take them over, generally at a, you know, at a significant profit to the little company shareholders.
They do, and you're right. That is the place to be. It, again, 1% of these companies actually are going to find something of value. I'm personally just focused more and more on what I think are the very, very few legitimate projects and deposits out there, and early stage discoveries. The problem the majors have is once a discovery is made, the market values them so highly that it's difficult for them to pony up the premium they need to buy the thing, and then, you know, another $1 billion to build it when your payback is like 4 or 5 years out.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult situation these guys are in.
So basically then the key to successful investing, number one, is a certain amount of luck, but number two is to really know what you're looking at and to really realize is the wrong word, but to be able to define exactly what some of these little companies have. I mean, is it real or is it pie in the sky?
That's key.
Okay, of all the companies you look at, and we're talking strictly about project generators right now, what percentage of them truly have something in your mind?
All right, there's probably about 1,600 companies listed here in Canada and Australia exploring.
Right.
I would say 500 of those have legitimate exploration, you know, plays anyway, at least they're legitimate guys. And of that 500, probably 10% have something that may be of value that's worth putting a lot of work into it. And of that, I mean, I've got a slide in my presentation from Newmont. On average, there are 2 to 6 discoveries a year of 1 million ounces or greater. Yet we're producing 80 million ounces a year. We're just flat out not keeping out. So it's a very tough thing to find, but if you can find a company that's got something and get in early, you stand to make a lot of money.
Where do you find those companies?
Where do I find them?
Well, where do investors find those companies in your
mind? I think you start with
number one, they have to read your newsletter, Exploration Insights, right?
That's the best place. That's
there
my
you
recommendation
go.
Is
there
the newsletter.
Go.
But also, you go to these shows, you do your research, talk to your broker, you know, talk to someone who knows this market, because it's something that not everybody can understand. I don't expect a grocery store owner to understand what so many grams over so many meters actually means in terms of economics. You just can't do that.
You know, one thing that I've harped on, Brent, on this program for, you know, ever since I started doing it 20-some-odd years ago is that you really, if you're not an expert in the resource industry, you know, you're guaranteed to fail unless you work with experts. And what we've stressed on the program over and over and over is, you know, and my advice to you folks out there who are listening is read newsletters like Exploration Insights, among others. Brent, you can find his newsletter simply by clicking on the link on our website that goes to it. You need to get information from people who know what they're talking about. And let me tell you, Mr. Cook knows what he's talking about. Brent, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station, but you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Got Roger Wiegand, my buddy, with me. Roger is doing editorials on our homepage, by the way. If you haven't checked him out, you should. This guy has got a tremendous amount of insight. Roger's going to do a couple of segments with me today. I'm going to start out here, and we're going to talk a little bit about economic issues, and then we'll come back in the second half, and we're going to talk a little bit about social issues. But, you know, Rog, as listeners are aware, Kathy and I have been in New Orleans for the past 10 days, and I have tried to keep abreast. I really have kept abreast on what's going on, but, you know, when you're doing a wedding for your daughter and when you're kind of on vacation, you kind of slip and slide a little bit, and you're not as informed, perhaps, as you'd like to be. Now, we're recording this on Thursday. Gold is up to 1375 on the ask side. Silver has made a huge, huge jump since I left home about 10 days ago. It's up to almost $25 an ounce right now, $24.27. Throughout all of this, we have what I think is a very, very natural thing going on with the U.S. dollar. When you consider the interaction of all of the currencies around the world, the U.S. dollar is down again today. It's down 44 on the index to 76.64. My personal opinion is I am convinced this is going to continue to go on, and I'm saying that because the other currencies, the other countries have to do things to make their dollars competitive in the world. Otherwise, their economies are going to suffer. You agree?
Absolutely agree, Al. The biggest news, I think, and as you just mentioned, it's been ongoing for a while, with Bernanke's announcement of quantitative easing, and we've heard stories of $500 billion this fall. Another story was $1 trillion. Another story I got yesterday from a good analyst said that if it goes to $1,700,000,000, that's where it's going to break. I don't know where he got that number, but this guy's pretty smart. But all in all, what it means is They're printing dollars and printing bonds. There's nothing behind them. The bond sales are terrible. Asia is not buying bonds in China anymore to speak of. There might be buying a few short-term maturities, but they're really getting out of the long stuff, and the overall amount is going down dramatically. Just about a month ago, they sold over 11%, which was in excess of $100 billion in China. Japan has come back in to buy more. Their problem is the Japanese yen has gone up higher. They're trying to control that, and they're also trying to buy treasury bonds to help out the United States. All in all, the plans, from my point of view, really are not a good idea. The other big news, and I think it's even bigger yet, is that the European Central Bank is scrambling to the best of their ability, trying to prop up all these broken countries economically. We know who they are, Ireland, England, Portugal, Spain, Greece. For the time being, they've got the lid on, but they're at a point, Al, and I just learned that this week, that the liquidity available through the European Central Bank is shrinking. It's puckering up badly. So the amount of credit available to all these countries through the European Central Bank is shrinking, and everybody is running, and they're quite disturbed and upset. The latest news that might back them up is that the U.S., believe it or not, Federal Reserve might step in to try to help out and back up. But the U.S. Senate just a month or two ago, maybe a little longer, voted no. They said, no, we are not going to back up the European Central Bank, nor all their associated countries. Yet that's the next step that's in discussion right now. Germany is the leader in Europe, and Germany has been asked to step in and help everybody, and they simply can't do it. They did give a big amount of money, over $1 billion, in bonds to Greece to help them out. And oddly enough, China has jumped in to help Greece also. And I think they have a vested interest two different ways. They don't want to see the euro come down and crash, number one. Number two, they want to get their money out of the dollar and diversify. And after getting out of the U.S. dollar being the reserve currency of the world, by 80% of the whole world, it's a pretty difficult task to do that. So China is, they've even bought bonds in Vietnam, South Korea. They've been buying European Central Bank paper. They've been buying paper for Greece. We've not heard any discussion regarding paper for Spain. And that's where I think the Achilles heel is coming next in this whole deal, in that Spain is 12 times larger than Greece. They represent 12.5% of all European GDP, and they are in big, deep trouble.
You know, they're in big, deep trouble. There's no question about that. The world, in my opinion, Raj, is in big, deep trouble. It's interesting, you know, when you kind of step away, step out of the forest and start looking at the trees, which I believe I'm able to do down here, being out of the studio for as long as I was out. The concern to me isn't just Ireland, Spain, Greece, etc. The concern to me is really the world. Now, I think that we are in, I mean, there's no question we've been talking about this for a long, long time on this program. The world is in big trouble, but I guess the economically, and I guess the million-dollar question becomes, in reality, in terms of a time frame, how long is it going to take us to get out of this? Now, you know, while you're thinking about that, and I don't mean to monopolize this, but let me say, where you and I are living up in good old Semiamu, you know, we live in a pretty nice area, but as Kathy and I are traveling, and as we're talking to people all around the country, I'm realizing how really, really bad things are. I mean, the employment situation alone, when you factor in underemployment and discouraged workers, is absolutely an astronomically high number. It's damn near as high, Raj, as it was during the Depression. And my question to you, got about 3 minutes left here, is, yeah, we're going to get out of it. We always do. But how long do you think it's going to take?
It's going to be a long slog in the mud, I'm afraid. I think the best we can hope for is a Japan-style 20-year recession like from 1989. I'm hopeful that that can happen, but at the same time, we're looking for a major breakdown in the stock markets and in the U.S. bond market between November and March. That's new information that I've just come up with on tech analysis and some fundamental stuff as well. I agree with the 25% unemployment. I think that's where we are right now in the U.S., and I got more information here recently saying that 25% in the 1930s was really 35%. We can't argue that old price or that old information anymore because we don't really know. But based on what I'm seeing right now with food stamps headed for 50 million people in the next year, this is getting extremely ugly. And with Bernanke not having any buyers for his bonds, something's going to break.
You know, just to interject here, you know, you're from Michigan originally before you moved out west, but Kathy and I were chatting with a couple yesterday while we were sharing a glass of wine, and and this couple happens to live in Toledo. The guy is a basically drives a truck in Detroit, and he's involved in the moving business, for lack of better terms, and he was saying that the exodus from Detroit that you and I have been talking about for some time is absolutely incredible. And he was saying, you know, the wealthy areas of Detroit, as an example, it's still kind of business as usual. But in terms of the majority of the city, i.e. downtown Detroit, et cetera, he said, I got to tell you, he said, people don't have any idea. It's not business as usual. He said there are... It, socially and economically, it is absolutely terrifying right now. The ratio of people that they're moving out of the city as opposed to people who they're moving into the city, there almost isn't a ratio. It's so interesting. Help me wrap this thing up. We got 30 seconds.
Well, on the Detroit thing being there, it's gone. Population's gone from 2 million to 800,000, and I think it's probably fallen under that. The mayor is going to destroy 10,000 homes there. Believe it or not, entire areas are going back to agriculture within the city limits. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
So when does all this end? I think it's 10 to 20 years on a comeback for real estate. It's that bad.
Yeah.
Where the worst is yet to come, probably all the way to the year 2015. The next 2 years are going to be the worst years of this depression, and it is a depression.
I agree.
And that's pretty much where we're going. So, you know, you've got to do some trading and positioning in gold and silver, both in paper and in physical, and that's going to be your protection. Get out of debt.
Roger Wiegand, there you have it. Roger's going to be back in the second segment. We've got some social issues we're going to chat about. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. Going to wrap up this hour by chatting with someone who perhaps isn't really the norm in terms of the guests on this program. You know, we talk a lot with professionals. We talk a lot with people who have been involved in the trenches of economics and politics for their entire careers. But I think it's also important to get the views of those people who are not necessarily professionals, but who are very concerned about what's going on and for them to tell us what they are doing. We are chatting right now with a gentleman who Steve introduced me to 2-3 years ago. His name is John Stopa. John is a very, very interesting individual, very bright, very astute investor. John is a dyed-in-the-wool hard asset guy. And, you know, it's always interesting to hear from, and I have to use the word here, certainly not in a derogatory manner, non-professional. I mean, John has a career, et cetera, so he's not in the trenches every day like, for example, Steve and I are. But, John, I am curious exactly why are you so sold on hard assets? I'm not saying you're wrong, because our listeners know where Steve and I stand on that, but tell me why.
Well, things that you can see, things that you can hold, things that you need, those seem to be more precious every day, to me anyway, and the financial system seems horribly broken still, and it's important to have a handle on things that you need day to day, and it's also important to energy, which you consume consistently. You have to have a handle on that somehow, and if you can't produce it yourself, maybe at least you can invest in it so that it can offset some of the losses.
What do you think about the future of fiat currencies, John? I mean, as we're recording this, the dollar's shrinking down again. It's going from north of 80 on the index. We're down to about 76 today, and we are recording this on Thursday. But how do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's like Sir Clyde always says, it's a battle of to the bottom. who can blow up first? I guess is the best of the worst for the current moment. I mean, look where the yen is. Look what the euro's been doing. Talking about shorting that, it still looks strong. But the Japan's in horrible trouble right now. We're not looking so hot. It's Singapore is raising its rates, and it's a field day on all currencies.
Steve, what are your thoughts on the currencies?
Well, you know, Al, absolutely with you guys. To me, it's insane for people to be trading currencies because it's like, okay, I'm going to take a bet that this basket of garbage is more valuable than that basket of garbage. Why even go there, especially when we see what's happening with precious metals right now? I mean, we're setting new highs in this cycle in gold. We're certainly rallying in silver. That's the greatest currency play. That's the real currency, honest money. One of the things, Al, you and I were talking about earlier is John is kind of the ideal poster child, if you will, of a layperson, a non-professional, who is really taking the bull by the horns and getting involved with groups like KC Research that we've talked about, Agora Financial. He's getting these publications, many of which are free. John has made some money, and so he's able to invest in these groups. He's going to these conferences, like you talked about earlier on the program, about the Silver Summit and so forth. You know, when you look at what everybody says, even CNBC and so forth, everybody is admitting that if you took a dartboard and threw darts, you could do better than the professionals yourself, especially if you're educated. John, why did you commit to becoming as educated and as involved as you are? And are you having fun with it?
Oh, yeah. In 2007 at work, some friends were talking about the subprime loans. And I realized, you know, at that time I had my house paid for and whatever, really hadn't paid much attention to real estate other than people were using their houses for ATMs, stuff like that. But I didn't know what a subprime loan was. And, you know, I better start educating myself. I kind of got out of the market in about 2002 after it not working out too well. I decided time to re-educate myself. And boy, what a time to do that. 2008, 2009 have been incredible.
Well, 2008, 2009 have been absolutely incredible. You know, they've been absolutely terrifying to me. And the reason I say that, John, is because I thought that I understood financial fundamentals, economic fundamentals, what have you. But I realized during the debacle that in my mind, well, it started a long time ago, but became really, really obvious to me back in the late 90s with what was going on with some of the high-tech stocks, you know, absolutely no fundamental reason to invest in them, and yet people can't wait to throw money at these companies. I realized that the paradigm, the economic paradigm in first the United States and then all around the world had changed dramatically, and it's difficult. Initially, it was difficult for me to understand how I could protect myself and my family, and then because, you know, of 20, 25 years at that time, experience with hard assets, you know, and talking with people like Clyde Harris and Jim Rogers, etc., I realized that was the only place to be. And you know what? Fortunately, I've been right, because the Corlin family is pretty well protected right now. And I know that's where you are.
Absolutely. And that's where our concern is for those of you who are listening right now, that you be there with us. And, you know, it is fun. I mean, John, you know, we went on a trip together up to Vancouver, went up to Whistler. John even paid for the car, the rental car.
Well, not knowingly.
We've got an inside joke, folks, on that. But listen, it is scary out. But it doesn't have to be scary. It's like anything else. You remember the first time you got a computer and you went, well, where's the on-off switch? And you had to have somebody show you where it is. And then you turned it on. And then, okay, how do I get on my email? And it's frustrating at first. Well, natural resources are that way. But listen, folks, this is where it is. Getting involved in real tangible assets here, because fiat currencies, as John pointed out, as Al has said over and over on this show, are going in the tank. It's all not backed by anything. John, you've encouraged me to go to this crazy conference in Switzerland. Not even the Swiss franc is backed by anything. So the value of going to Switzerland isn't the Swiss franc. It's, again, getting involved with other people, this community, who are investing and are making a ton of money, whereas people who are in real estate aren't. People who are in bonds are, what, making a measly, what, 2% right now? You can't even keep up with inflation with that. John, what are your thoughts on the kind of the community that there is out there so that people don't feel alone? You're a layperson. This isn't your field of expertise. Have you experienced that?
Well, yeah, there's a feeling. I mean, from the view from the street is, you know, things are changing. It's scary for the average person, I'd say, right now, because, you know, the faith in government and in currencies in general has certainly been shaken, and the fallout still is interested in precious metals, and you are going to have a basis of exchange. We will realign this thing, but we haven't been through the pain period yet from what I can see. And
John, I started to lose you there a little bit. You were talking about the government involvement. What was that all about again?
Well, it's the government's involvement in trying to hold things together. I mean, from the street view, it's they're helping their cronies on Wall Street, and they're helping the big banks. And the big banks aren't giving out money because they still don't know where their losses lie. So they're taking free money from the Fed, holding on to that, and they're not passing it through it. They're holding capital.
Well, they're holding capital. I have to question as somebody who studies this stuff every day, is the government doing the right thing? And I got to tell you, my friend, we've got about a minute and a half left here. And, you know, maybe we should throw the ball to Steve. Steve, I don't think the government is doing the right thing. I mean, look what's going on right now with now the real estate mess is getting even messier with all this paperwork inefficiencies that are going on with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the rest of them. I mean, I think people are going to throw their hands up in the air here eventually and say, whoa, enough is enough. We got to take some corrective action here.
Absolutely. I think, number one, the government needs to be honest with us. The unemployment situation is worse than they're saying. The real estate situation is worse in many, many areas. Number two, we need to quit putting bandages on cancer and deal with the root issue and cut this stuff out with real solutions like our founding fathers had. And we've got to work together. We've got to get rid of all this acrimony and look at solutions. We don't have the luxury of nonsense anymore.
Boy, to say that we don't have the luxury of nonsense anymore is almost the understatement of the day. You know, things are incredible. The amount of suffering, the amount of hardship that's going on in this country right now is absolutely incredible, you know, and you don't realize that until you come to the point where you understand that the unemployment rate in the United States right now is over 20%. If unless you want to provide pablum to the masses, for lack of better terms, and say, well, the official unemployment rate's only 9.6, that is absolutely bogus in the sense that there are people out there who are suffering badly, underemployed, people who are discouraged, etc. Boy, you look at that number, and we are in bad shape, and what John Stopa is doing, in my mind, is absolutely correct. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.